The Brookings City Council approves issuing $7.1 million in second penny sales tax bonds to pay for the new ice system at Larson Ice Center, renovations to Bob Sheldon Field, or possibly other infrastructure. The bulk of the cost is for the ice system, just under $4 million. City Manager Paul Berzino says they want to include Bob Sheldon, even though they don't yet have exact costs or a contract.
And that contract, once we do go out for Bob Sheldon, will come before City Council to make that recommendation. Therefore, if we can secure the bonding for the 7.1, not only for the Larson, but also Bob Sheldon, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to spend all the money. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're committing to all the upgrades of Bob Sheldon. It gives us time, but more importantly, it gives us the opportunities to capitalize on today's rates.
Berzino says the current ice system at Larson is failing and needs to be replaced as quickly as possible.
What's unfortunate is that it's heaving anywhere from 3 to 4 inches. And our concern is that that heaving has the potential to ruin the second layer of piping, the system that keeps it cool. And our assumption is if that should get ruined, that we would be without an ice system. Immediately.
He says there's also much needed work at Bob Sheldon Field, especially the bleachers, and that would be the first choice for the remainder of the money.
We would go out and solicit proposals for the Bob Sheldon, go through a contractor to bring back an agreement for you guys to move forward with the Bob Sheldon renovations. That would be the primary focus from my standpoint. I look at our existing facilities and what ones need to be updated, and Bob Sheldon would probably be the primary.
The council authorized the bonds on a 7-0 vote.